Well, it's really important to be happy out here. I mean, you seem to be, every time I see you, to be happy. And that's really a key to being able to run well, right, is to be happy.
Absolutely. And only being happy, I think you can run well, you can be in good consciousness, you can even do much better mileage staying happy. Otherwise nothing. And this race started for me with pretty high mileage. I never did like that before. 84 miles was her first day, and I was like, wow, that's really a lot. And but now I feel that mileage is very good, but everybody does his own race, and you cannot compare yourself with others. You can improve yourself, and this time, one little thing that I changed is I never look at the board, like, at all. This is one piece of self-transcendence for myself, and I said to myself, if I do not look at the board for the whole 10 days, it will be also transcendence for me.
So we're into day, I don't know, 6 or 7, and you haven't looked at the board?
Not a single time. Sometimes I wonder who is on, like, in 6-day race, who is first, second, third, but I still do not look, because otherwise I can see our board as well. So I just ask my helpers, please have a look who is first among girls. Well, girls, you know,
yeah, yeah.
But boys.
But you are aware, and this is no surprise, I mean, Sarah just went by,
yeah,
a little while ago. I mean, you're aware of them out here, but what they're doing and how close you are to them or they are to you doesn't mean a thing.
Well, of course, to be honest, you feel and approximately where you are.
But do you get inspiration? I mean, look at...
Yes.
I mean,
definitely.
she went zipping by us like we were standing still in some ways, and...
That gives me tremendous inspiration. When I see Kaminika, she's... I have a feeling that 24 hours a day on the course, I rarely see her resting. Like, all the time she's in the course, no matter how difficult it is, she's just continues, goes on, goes on. When I see Sarah with, probably with some new energy, sprinting like anything, I think, wow, that's really something. And she said that recently she completed 1,000, I think,
kilometers, yeah, in Athens.
I can't imagine myself doing that. That's really amazing.
Well, how many times have you done this race?
This is my 5th time. So I've done 4. And every race is different. But
of course, last year was different because you had your mom here. And now she's back again.
She's back again. And she enjoyed it so much that I didn't have to... Like, she was happy to come here again and to see many familiar faces. And I think that so many changes happened after that race last year in her life, in our relations. And when now people, the same people see her and they say that something changed in her face, and I also feel it.
Well, that's something really unexpected. I mean, you come here to change and transcend yourself, and the people working with you and your crew, like your mom, they transcend too.
Absolutely. And helping is for sure not easy thing, and I would say, much more difficult than running.
Well, I've heard that for sure, particularly from Tirta,
yeah.
who was helping Ilvaka,
yeah.
that she'd rather be running than helping.
Well, the other day I was talking to Ilvaka as well, and she said, oh, I felt a bit ashamed that I'm just running and enjoying here myself, and Tirta has to do everything and prepare everything. Well, but my helper, Anna, I think soon she'll run too.
So in the next few days, is there something you're going to focus on, something that you want to give a particular attention to between now and Thursday?
Well, I have some goals in mileage that I would like to accomplish and to improve my previous last year result. But the most important thing is to feel comfortable inside, to stay happy, and really enjoy this run and every moment of being here. Not thinking when it's going to be over, but to pressure every second. Because when you're sitting at the award ceremony and you're totally happy and everything is wonderful, but each moment, each second is so valuable here. So...
Thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
My favorite.